If you visit the fourth floor of the Baltimore City Chief Medical Examiner's office, you'll see a series of tiny, meticulously constructed dollhouses. At least, they look like dollhouses. They're fully furnished scenes with antique fixtures and everyday household items and what initially appear to be dolls, until you notice that the dolls are laid out more like dead bodies. WYPR's Lisa Morgan has more in this history of the Nutshell Studies of Unexplained Death.
The Nutshell Studies of Unexplained Death are 18 miniature crime scene dioramas. Housed at the office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Baltimore City since 1968, the exquisitely detailed, morbidly fascinating little scenes were created in the 1930s and 40s as tools to train homicide detectives from around the world. Bruce Goldfarb, the executive assistant to the Chief Medical Examiner, serves as a de facto curator of the collection.
Yes, these were made in the 1930s and 40s by Frances Klesner Lee, who she used her fortune to give a bunch of money to Harvard University to train doctors to become medical examiners. And the problem was that it wasn't enough. By the time medical examiners got to crime scenes, they were already contaminated. They did things. They walked through blood. So she recognized the need to intervene earlier in the investigation. And so that meant training police officers. At the time, there was no formal training programs for homicide detectives. They were gumshoes. They were, you know, flatfoots. And so she created these. This is basically 1930s virtual reality to observe. It's all about looking and observing and identifying evidence that may be meaningful.
Klesner Lee was obsessive about the dioramas. Everything had to be just right. She hired a carpenter to construct each study on a 1-inch to 1-foot scale. The doors had hinges and real locks. She sewed and knitted with tiny straight pins the clothes for the figures. She created all of the textiles and details, rolling tiny cigarettes with real tobacco and carving clothespins out of wood scraps. This attention to the slightest detail is what makes the dioramas such valuable training tools.
In many of these dioramas, the clues, the evidence are very, very subtle. And so everything needs to be detailed because you don't know what you're supposed to look at. Just as it is in real life, you walk into somebody's home and there's stuff all over the place. There's magazines and there's clutter and there's things and clothes thrown around and whatnot. So, you know, just like a real scene, you walk in here, this is the moment, it's a moment frozen in time, and you arrive at the scene, and, you know, where do you start? What are you supposed to be looking at? And so that's part of the process, is reserving judgment, keeping an open mind, and just looking as thoroughly as you can at everything that may or may not be meaningful.
The figures depicted in the Nutshells, women mostly, are not the sort of people Klesner Lee would have known in real life. Yet she worked hard to get all of the details about the victim right, no matter where or how they lived.
I mean, the craft in this one, this woman, she was in a rooming house, and it was she had been visiting with some gentleman friends, and there was a good deal of drinking going on. Sometime after they left, somebody heard the water still running in the bathroom, and upon opening the door, she found this. So this woman was in the bathtub under a running tap with her legs dangling at the tub. And, you know, the bathroom itself is, I mean, you know, Frances was she's a millionaire. She's fabulously wealthy. And it's a fairly modest bathroom. And, you know, this commode like that in the corner, I'm sure she never used one like that in her life. But yet she knew that there would be a worn spot in front from the feet.
Well,
since standing there. And if you look at, you know, taking the time to put the schmutz up the wall from the heating vent. And if you look under the sink, those boards are water stained. The watermarks on the boards, you know, have no evidentiary use at all. It means nothing in terms of what happened here, but it tells you the socioeconomic status of who these people were. A lot of what's in here, it's not just, you know, what happened to them, but who these people are, which really makes it remarkable. That was a big part of it for her.
Klesner Lee devoted a great deal of her family fortune to improving the methods of medical examiners and homicide detectives who serve all members of society, rich and poor, good and bad. And perhaps most remarkably, the models are still very much in use today. Despite 3D software modeling and virtual reality, there's something about visiting and revisiting the models, checking and looking again, that is still a valuable learning experience and something that can't be done any other way.
So these are still used. People still come and look at them. They're part of a curriculum. They're part of
the...
That's great.
This is a classroom, not a museum.
Yeah.
And they're here for teaching, specifically for teaching. So yes, they're still teaching tools. And, you know, they're still used today. They're still as meaningful and useful today as they were in the 1930s.
A visit to the Nutshells yielded many surprises, but perhaps one of the most unexpected was a strange feeling of comfort. Homicide detectives, forensic investigators, medical examiners, they really want to solve unexplained deaths. In a sense, they speak for the dead, just as Frances Glessner Lee tried to with the gift of her models all those years ago.
Well, that's actually what we do here every day. Death is very democratic. In the state of Maryland, no matter who you are and no matter where you die in the state, you're going to have the same investigation done by the same processes in the same place by the same people every time. Every single person is treated the same, and every person, every life is meaningful, every death matters, and everybody's treated the same when they come through here.
Bruce Goldfarb from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner will be giving a lecture and slideshow presentation on the history and importance of the Nutshells on Wednesday, July 13th at 7 p.m. at MedChi, the Maryland State Medical Society. You can find more information at medchi.org or on Facebook. Just search for Nutshell Studies of Unexplained Death. For WIPR, I'm Lisa Morgan.